ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम दी भगवद गीता चैप्टर 17। द चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड द डिविजन्स ऑफ फेथ। वी आर रीडिंग टेक्स्ट नंबर 19। मूढग्राहेणात्मनो यत् पीडया क्रियते तपा परस्योत्सादनार्थं वा तत्तामसं उदाहृतम्। परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन: Penance performed out of foolishness, with self-torture, or to destroy or injure others, is said to be in the mode of ignorance. Purport. There are instances of foolish penance undertaken by demons like Hiranyakashipu, who performed austere penances to become immortal and kill the demigods. He prayed to Brahma for such things, but ultimately he was killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To undergo penances for something which is impossible is certainly in the mode of ignorance. Hare Krishna. So we will continue with this section of chapter 17 that is dealing with austerities in different categories. So before starting this section on austerities, Krishna first describes three kinds of austerities. Austerities in the austerities of the body, austerity of the speech, and austerity of mind. And after describing these three kinds of austerities, Krishna then goes on to describe austerities in three different modes: austerity in the mode of goodness, austerity in the mode of passion, and austerity in the mode of ignorance. So just to get a brief understanding, Krishna says austerity in the austerity of body consists of worshipping the Supreme Lord, the Brahmanas, the spiritual master, and superiors like father and mother, and in cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy, and non-violence. These are the austerities of the body. So, worshipping the Supreme Lord. So, worshipping the Supreme Lord means we worship the deity form, we perform various kinds of physical bodily services in order to serve the Supreme Lord. That may involve getting up early in the morning, taking a cold bath, performing other kinds of menial services like cleaning the temple, worshipping the deity form, collecting so many items. So all this involves physical services, and we may not be very much inclined to perform these kinds of activities. It may be against our nature. We may have some other priorities. But because we have given priority to worshipping Krishna, so therefore we undertake some kind of bodily inconveniences in order to perform that service. So such kind of austerities, such kind of voluntary inconveniences undertaken to serve the Lord is classified as austerity in the mode of austerity of the body. Shariram tapa uchyate. And then worshipping the Brahmanas, the intellectual, the Brahminical class of people, worshipping the spiritual master, the Guru. So he may instruct us in various ways and tell us to perform various kinds of services, which initially we may not like to do. But because it is ordered by the spiritual master, we do it anyway. So that kind of austerity is, again, austerity of the body, physical. And then worshipping superiors like father and mother. Now this phenomenon is gradually declining day by day. One recent report said that a young man in his 30s, he had a case filed against his 72-year-old mother. The mother had given away all her property for her son to purchase a flat somewhere in the suburbs. And then now, after acquiring all the property, now the son has thrown out his mother out of his home. And now both are in the court, fighting case against each other. And finally, the judge declared that, no, she's your mother. She's not obliged to your whatever salary or remuneration you are giving. So these kind of incidents are increasingly common nowadays. Worshipping the superiors like father and mother, that is becoming out of place. And it is becoming more and more uncommon. Earlier, the culture was, whenever there was an elderly person approaching you, then you would bow down, touch his feet, take his blessings. All these are acts of worshipping. Worshipping may not always mean you take out an aarti and offer all those things, but simply offering respect with physically bowing down, taking the blessings. All these things constitute an act of worship. So all those things are totally, we find it strange to do all these things. Even worshipping our parents, forget about worshipping other elders, that is totally far out. But even worshipping our parents, we find it very uncommon and strange. And then worshipping the spiritual master. All these things form the austerity of the body. Cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy, and non-violence. Cleanliness, that is also becoming a rare thing nowadays. In our hostel, we had a boy who took a bath once in 22 days. Yeah, he wanted to prove, he had to make a record. The largest number of days he can stay without a bath. So to prove that, he did this. And he considered himself very great. He considered it a real achievement to stay without a bath for such a long period of time. Now, whether his friends and roommates stayed with him, that's a different question. But at least he could manage. So cleanliness, that is becoming highly uncommon. Internal cleanliness and external cleanliness. We try to patch up the unclean things by adopting artificial means of perfumes and other deodorants. But that doesn't mean that a person is actually following the principle of cleanliness. Simplicity in dealings, simplicity in behavior, celibacy, a very, not only uncommon, it is considered abnormal nowadays to follow the path of celibacy. And non-violence. Non-violence to some extent is appreciated. There are certain religions like Buddhism and Jainism which propagate the principle of non-violence. But the real definition of non-violence means not to impede someone's spiritual advancement. That is real non-violence. So and non-violence doesn't simply is restricted for human beings. It should encompass all living entities. It should include all living entities. So then it means that we should avoid unnecessary killing of animals for whatever sake. That is actually the full meaning of non-violence. So all these things constitute austerity of the body. And then austerity of speech. How one should speak pleasing words. words that are truthful, beneficial for others, and not agitating to others. We should be careful that our words not only just hurt others, but it should not even agitate others unnecessarily. And it should be truthful. It should be pleasing to hear. Sweet words. So if we can maintain this kind of speech, then it's an austerity of speech. Austerity of speech also includes regularly reciting Vedic literatures. Vedic literatures like the Gita or the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Puranas. Regular discussion of these kind of topics constitute austerity of speech. So simply reciting those verses, Sanskrit or Bengali, whatever verses, that is an austerity of speech. Instead of wasting our time discussing some fictional stories or cinema stories, if we can engage our valuable time in these kind of discussions, that is highly purifying. And that is the austerity of speech. And finally, the austerity of mind. Satisfaction, simplicity, gravity, and purification of one's existence are the austerities of the mind. To be satisfied in all kinds of situations. And it also explained that austerity of mind also includes desiring welfare for others. Always thinking good of others, which is extremely difficult. Not an easy thing. Especially when someone has done bad to you, and then you have to forgive him. And not only forgive him, but think about his welfare. Desire for his welfare. Even Lord Chaitanya's Shikshashtakam includes this. Trinadapi sunichena. Tarorapi sahishuna amanina manadena. You respect everyone without expecting respect in return. That means even if someone has insulted us, we continue respecting that person. That is an austerity of mind. Showing compassion even towards our enemy. That is also an austerity of the mind. Not an easy thing. Extremely difficult. So these three constitute the austerity of body, speech and mind. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki, Shri Gopal ji ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki. Now, these austerities, depending on the motive of performing the austerity, according to that, these austerities are classified under the mode of goodness, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. Any of these austerities can come under goodness, passion, and ignorance, depending on why we perform that austerity. So, the threefold austerity performed with transcendental faith by men not expecting material benefits but engaged only for the sake of the Supreme. So if anyone performs these austerities not for material benefits, not for anything of our own, but for the sake of Supreme, to please the Supreme Lord, then these austerities can be said as austerity in the mode of goodness. With transcendental faith. So, in our movement we follow austerity of body or any kind of austerity we do by fasting on certain days. Right? We fast on the appearance day of the Lord. We fast on Ekadashi days. We fast during the appearance and disappearance days of various acharyas. So these are the days. So every month there are many such events happening. So throughout the year we have enough number of days to perform austerities of the body. Just simply fasting and spending some time in understanding the glories of that personality. So in that way, we perform the austerity of body. With faith. What is our faith? Faith that this will give me some transcendental benefit. This will help me in my spiritual advancement. So such kind of austerities is austerity in the mode of goodness. Satkaramana pujartham tapo dambhena chaivayat. Kriyate tadiha proktam rajasam chalamadruvam. Penance performed out of pride, false pride, and for the sake of gaining respect, honor and worship is said to be in the mode of passion. So, one who performs austerities for fulfilling the ego, egoistic tendencies, egoistic attachments, to prove to the world that I am great, I am a person who can undergo severe austerity, severe penances, and done with material ambitions, all these things are austerities in the mode of passion. So this is very common nowadays. One may not call them austerity, but if you look at people outside the world, then we see everyone, especially in cities, is performing austerities. Students are performing austerities to get good grades, to get a good job, to make a good career. They study hard day and night, especially during exam time. Struggling very hard. Why? So they can get good grades for passion or clear some competitive exams, clear some interviews with that passionate desire. I want to achieve some material benefit. So this is an austerity in the mode of passion. Passionate austerity. There are people who have more than one job. They have a regular 9-to-5 job. And then because they have nothing productive to do throughout the day, the rest of their time, they undergo part-time job also. Because every moment of their time, they want to utilize it for earning money. They are not happy with their regular job and their moderate salary. They want more out of their life. So there, I know people who have 2 and 3 jobs. Part-time, morning, before. They go late in their regular office hours. And in the evening, they are single, unmarried, or even married sometimes. Because they feel they cannot maintain their family with one job salary. They have take up multiple jobs. Some business, some part-time jobs, some work here and there. So out of 24 hours, 16 to 17 hours they spend in earning money with material benefits. So that maybe they want to clear some house loan, or they want to purchase a new house, a new car, or go abroad, go on a vacation. So for these kind of material benefits, there are enough people performing severe austerities. But if you tell these people to come to temple, take some time out and chant Hare Krishna, no time. It's too difficult. Impossible. Fasting on certain days, it's impossible. Out of their scope. But in the office, they don't mind skipping their lunch and dinner also. If that can give them some extra incentives. Overtime. So all these are austerities of the body in the mode of passion. And then now we come to today's verse. Austerity in the mode of ignorance. Now what is this? Penance performed out of foolishness with self-torture or to destroy or injure others is said to be in the mode of ignorance. Austerity in ignorance. As Kali Yuga progresses, these kind of austerities will be very common. People sacrificing their lives for destroying others in the name of whatever, religion or anything, politics. There are people who undergo fasts for political purposes, to fulfill their political ambitions, to come to power, to fulfill some political objectives. They undergo fast, 10 days, 15 days, 21 days, month long, 2 month long, so that the government bends down to their demands. So although it may appear that they are doing a great humanitarian work for the sake of others' benefit, these kinds of activities are called as foolishness, foolish activities, foolish austerities. And because they are against the injunctions of the scriptures, they actually benefit no one. They don't benefit anyone. So in the scriptures, we have plenty of examples. Prabhupada here is quoting the example of Hiranyakashipu. So Hiranyakashipu was the father of the great saintly devotee, Prahlad. And he wanted to control the entire universe. He wanted to be the king of the entire universe. And he wanted to kill the demigods and the supreme personality of Godhead, Vishnu. So with this objective in mind, and also to revenge his brother's killing, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu went to the Mandara mountain. Now these things are happening in the higher planetary systems. It's not a part of the earth. He went to the Mandara mountain in order to perform severe austerities. Now we cannot imagine what kind of austerities Hiranyakashipu underwent. It is said, he went to the Mandara mountain and he was standing on his toes. He was standing on his toes. His arms were raised upward. Both his arms. And he was looking upward. In this way, he was meditating on Lord Brahma. Such severe austerity. We cannot imagine standing on toes and then looking upward and arms upraised. And he continued this for 100 celestial years, right? 100 years according to demigod calculation. 100 celestial years. Now, one day of the demigods is equal to 6 months according to human earthly calculation. So, one day is like that, and then 30 days make 1 month, and then 1 year. So, in this way, he performed his austerity for 100 celestial years. 100 years according to the demigod calculations. So, can you imagine how much it was? So, at the end of this austerities, at the end of this severe penance, because of such power, such mystic power that he had gained, he started emanating fire from his head and his body. And this fire was so intense that the whole universe started heating up. It started disturbing all three planetary systems because of the severity of the penance that Hiranyakashipu undertook. And then the demigods were completely disturbed in all three planetary systems. And then they went to Brahma. They approached Lord Brahma. And they informed him about the situation, the terrible situation of everyone. So then Lord Brahma came and he approached where Hiranyakashipu was meditating. And there he couldn't locate him easily. And then finally he saw an anthill. And there inside the anthill he saw Hiranyakashipu meditating. Now Hiranyakashipu's body was completely destroyed. His skin was eaten up, flesh, bones. Nothing was there. Only his skeleton was existing. All these ants had eaten up completely his whole body. And he still could continue to maintain his life in that situation by his mystic power. So when Lord Brahma came and saw this situation, he understood that this was Hiranyakashipu. And then by his mystic power, he revived him and brought back to his original healthy condition. And then he asked him, what kind of benediction do you want? You have undertook such severe austerities, such severe penances. What is the goal of doing all this? What exactly do you want? So initially he said, I want to become immortal. I don't want to die. But then Brahma said, that is not possible. Even I have to die one day. I cannot award you a benediction that I myself don't have. Ask for something else. And then Hiranyakashipu started demanding a series of things by which he thought he won't die. So he said, I don't want to die. I don't want to be killed by any demigod or a demon or any kind of devata. I don't want to die in the day or in the night, neither inside nor outside. So many big list of things, he said. Not this, not that. Neither in the... Many things he asked. So he thought by fulfilling these conditions, he cannot be killed by anyone or in any situation. So Brahmaji granted all these things. And then we saw how he terrorized the whole universe. He started creating havoc everywhere throughout the upper, middle and lower planetary systems. So the point is, all these austerities he undertook just to give harm to others, just to inflict violence upon others, just to kill the demigods and to kill Lord Vishnu. That was his whole intention behind performing this severe austerity. So therefore it is classified under the mode of ignorance. If he had done it for a better purpose, then it could have been transcendental or in the mode of goodness. But his whole motive was different. And motive is what determines whether it is in goodness, passion or ignorance. We have another example of a demon, foolishness, foolish demon who undertook severe austerity in order to inflict pain upon others. The 10th canto of the Bhagavatam describes the story of a demon by the name Vrukasur. Now Vrukasur wanted a benediction. He asked Narad Muni, which demigod is easily pleased? Most easily pleased. So Narad Muni said, it is Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is known as Ashutosh, one who is easily pleased. So if you want to get some fast track benediction, go to him. He will fulfill all your desires. So he went to Kedarnath, the abode of Lord Shiva. And there he started meditating. And his meditation style was the strangest we can ever imagine. He was cutting his own flesh from his own body, and offering pieces of flesh into fire as oblations. Just like we offer ghee and other kinds of items while performing a yajna, this man was cutting his own flesh and offering it in fire so that he can please Lord Shiva. Now after doing all these things, Lord Shiva did not appear in front of him. So then he decided, this is enough. I will cut my own throat. Let me cut my own neck and I will offer my whole head to him so that he will appear. So he was about to cut his neck. So then Lord Shiva appeared in front of him. Not because he was pleased with him, but just to stop this nonsense. Because he was fed up with his activity. So then Lord Shiva appeared before him and asked him, "What do you want?" So he has an extremely strange benediction. He said, "Whomever I touch on his head, that person's head should blow up into 1,000 pieces. He should die immediately. Whomever I touch on his head." This is the benediction he asked from Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva granted. Okay, tathastu. The funny thing is, the moment he gave this benediction, this man wanted to test that benediction upon whom? Upon Lord Shiva himself. He wanted to test if that benediction is working. So he couldn't see anyone else around him. He thought, okay, let me try it out on this person himself, Lord Shiva, the person who gave him the benediction. So he wanted to kill Lord Shiva himself, who gave him this benefit. That is the nature of a demon. They have no gratitude. They do not acknowledge the help given by someone. So he started approaching Lord Shiva in order to test the benediction he had received. So when Lord Shiva understood, he started running away to save himself. He went all over the universe, higher, middle, lower planetary systems. And this demon was following him, Vrikasur. Finally, Lord Shiva went to Shvetadvip, the abode of Lord Vishnu in this universe. So every universe has a local presence of Lord Vishnu also. Lord Vishnu is originally present in his own abode. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuto. He's already present in his own abode, but in every universe also, he has a local presence. And that is Shvetadvip in this universe. So Lord Shiva decided to go to him, to Lord Vishnu, to save himself. So when Lord Vishnu saw him approaching from a distance, Lord Vishnu took the form of a young boy, a young Brahman boy. And he went to this Vrikasur. He stopped him. He said, "Where are you running with so much anxiety? What's the matter?" So then Vrikasur explained the whole situation, how he received this new benediction from Lord Shiva, and then he wanted to test it out. So then Lord Vishnu made fun of him. He said, "Lord Shiva gave you a benediction, and do you think that is going to work? You take Lord Shiva's words so seriously? Don't take these words so seriously. Better check it out on yourself. If you want to test it out, try putting your hand on your own head and see if it works." Now this demon was so foolish that he couldn't realize that if the benediction worked, his head will blow off and he will die. So he was completely enchanted by Lord Vishnu's words. And without giving a second thought, he put his hand on his head. And what happened? His head blew off, and he died. So again, we want to illustrate here that how demons perform severe austerities in order to inflict pain upon others. This is a classic example of austerity in the mode of ignorance. On the other hand, we have austerities in the mode of goodness. We have the example of Dhruva. Dhruva was a small boy, 5 years old. And he also undertook a similar kind of severe austerity. Just as we saw how Hiranyakashipu performed austerity, a similar kind of austerity, not so long, a very short austerity in duration, Dhruva also performed. Because he was insulted by his stepmother, Dhruva wanted to take a revenge, and therefore he went to the forest. And on the instructions of Narada Muni, he also started performing severe austerities. He abstained in the first month, he abstained from food In the second month, he abstained from water. And then in the third month, he abstained from air. Third and fourth. Gradually, progressively, he was increasing the severity of the austerity he was performing. And at the end of 6 months, he could get the darshan of Lord Vishnu himself. Just within 6 months. And there we saw how Hiranyakashipu performed 100 celestial years. And what he got? Darshan of Brahma and some temporary benediction. But here, Dhruva got a permanent benediction, permanent benefit. He got the darshan of Lord Vishnu and he got pure devotional service. Permanently freed from the cycle of birth and death. He got a permanent position in the pole star, the Dhruva Lok, which is non-different from spiritual world. So thus we see how austerity is in different modes. So this is an austerity in the mode of goodness, transcendental austerity, meant to please the Supreme Lord. And that was meant to inflict harm upon others. So these are the different kinds of austerities. And austerity in the mode of goodness, austerity in the mode of passion, and austerity in the mode of ignorance. So as practicing devotees, we need to understand these distinctions, the subtle distinctions. We may be chanting, we may be performing many kinds of devotional so-called activities, but if our motive behind following these things are different, or not pure devotional service, then even our austerity will fall under either passion or ignorance. Sometimes we may perform these devotional activities to get name and fame and recognition, or some kind of material benefits. So then it will be classified in the mode of passion. Or with some ulterior motive. So we need to be careful that our faith is not degraded. We understand the injunction clearly and not get deviated by any kinds of false theories. So this was in short the topic for today. If anyone has any questions, we can take one or two, or we'll end here. Any other comment? So we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Namo Hare Namo Ramo Ramo Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Jayo Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe. Jayo Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath.